This is KTOL Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today here on Friday, August 16th, 2019. And it's time for Foodie Friday. We have in the studio now Chef Lionel Udipa and also head chef of a new project over at Red Spruce called, his name is Oscar Alfonso Ortega Reyes. Welcome to the show, you two and
thanks,
friends.
Thanks for having us. Thank
you, nice to have you all here.
Pleasure to be here.
All right, Lionel, we've had you on for Foodie Friday before, mm-hmm. and last time we talked about yak ribs here on Foodie Friday, and I'm looking at some of the highlights from your interview with Andy Klein. You were talking about keeping things simple is sort of an inspiration for you and highlighting the ingredient you're working with. You were classically trained under French chefs. You use some of those, but there's lots of Alaskan influence, and you're of Filipino descent. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. I could go on and on. You guys talked about the fermentation fish pot. It's a great interview. I will link to that here in a minute. It's nice to have you back. I know we might be talking about a cold noodle salad here in a few minutes.
Yes. Yep.
But the big news is you're starting a new project. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we are opening up Red Spruce, Alaska, out at the old UAS bookstore. We're scheduled to open up around mid-September, maybe the first week of October. But the concept is global street food. We don't want to be tied down to a specific kind of cuisine. Mm-hmm. We believe in further education and pushing ourselves to a limit where, you know, we
– out of our comfort zone.
Global street food.
Yes.
In Ock Bay.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. Red Spruce. And when you say the old bookstore, I think we all know where that is, kind of across from the harbor.
Yep.
Next to I'm trying to think. Squires.
Squires, yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gantz's.
So, yeah, we're going to be in the same building as Forbidden Peak Brewery, and we're going to do a lot of collaborating and whatever beers that they are brewing at the time, we want to make sure we're on the same page and that we have snacks and food that help complement each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Introduce us to Oscar, please. How do you two know each other?
So Oscar worked with me at Salt about 3 years ago, and he moved here from San Diego, and we got along really, really well. And I consider him a really, really good friend. And about 2 months ago, I asked him to take on the position as head chef.
Yeah,
I know his work ethic and who he is, and we're just really, really excited.
Okay. Oscar, thinking about cooking, what are some of your theories on food preparation?
As far as my philosophy on food or just
what do you like
anything
to make? Yeah.
I'm really, like Lionel, classically trained in French techniques and whatnot, but I feel that my cooking style is mostly – has been inspired by a lot of traveling, I guess, living in different locations and absorbing that culture and kind of getting involved with the lifestyle along with the cooking. So I don't necessarily have like a cooking style, but this whole concept that we have for global food, I feel is something that we believe in, that as a chef, like we don't want to be tied down to anything. We want to like reach out to like the different corners of the world that, you know, have a lot of like awesome ingredients and food to bring that people don't really understand. Like we're I guess I'm just open to anything, you know.
And I think I heard you say pushing boundaries earlier.
Yeah, if we don't know, I mean, I'm a chef, but I don't know everything. But if there's a project that Lionel mentioned to me, like look into this or, you know, that. And I love educating myself and learning new things. So that's something that's always helping us and myself, I believe, like always evolve, you know.
Not to put you on the spot or anything, but let's say we had to put something together tonight
Okay.
or tomorrow. Uh-huh. And just thinking about what's around Juneau right now, I think of, you know, there's a lot of seafood coming in right now and a lot of foraged stuff and a lot of neat ingredients available. What might be your go-to? What's something that you would really enjoy putting together?
I guess for tonight, I've been enjoying a lot of like light stuff right now. So I would have to go with one of my favorite seafoods out here are the weather vane, right?
The weather vane scallops.
Weather vane scallops. I enjoy those raw, you know, accompanied by just different flavor profiles, acidic, and, you know, just I guess like the whole five basic or umami flavors, you know, the sour, like sweet, and combining all those things. So maybe like we do like a raw scallop dish accompanied with like some type of citrus with a umami sauce, like reduced fish sauce, maybe some like reduced balsamic in there, and a little like add some texture with something crunchy. We could like I don't know.
But
like,
what would you add to that?
But his alter ego is saying that he just wants a taco.
Put that on scallop taco, or just fry the tortilla and then just, you know, put that on top of a tostada, and there you go.
It'd be delicious, right?
I feel like I've seen this dish before, and I was really, really proud when he came up with this raw scallop dish. Everything that was in this dish was foraged, and we didn't know if it was safe. I mean, we ate it, and we're still alive to this day, so I guess it was good.
Is that the code of ethics for a chef? You need to try it first before
I feel like Lionel – yeah, exactly. Lionel's always like, go do this. I'm like, all right. I'm out there, like, foraging, and I come back. I'm like, I found this. I'm like, I read it on a book. It's good to eat. And he's kind of like, I'm going to step out before you serve this.
You have it first, Oscar. All right. Well, this is going to be really fun. When do you hope to open?
To be safe, we're going to say October 1st.
Okay.
The brewery is going to open up mid-September, we think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we were talking to Sky. Yeah. Yes, that's what
All right,
he was talking
so maybe
about.
October 1st.
Yeah.
I wish we had a lot more time, but we do have time to talk about a recipe for our listeners as part of Foodie Friday. Try and give our listeners some inspiration for this weekend, something to do tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
Do you still want to talk about the cold noodle salad?
Yeah, I do, actually. So a cold noodle salad is going to be on our menu, and it is made with vermicelli noodles, which is a rice noodle.
Okay. The really thin ones,
okay. Yes. They're like 1 millimeter.
But you can get them different sizes, right?
You can get them in different sizes, but the base of this dish is the oil. So it's a Szechuan peppercorn cold noodle salad. And it consists of Szechuan peppercorns, garlic, ginger, onions, some Thai red chilies, and some serranos. And then you want to use a really good neutral oil to kind of just let it steepen.
What's an example of a neutral oil?
Grapeseed oil is good. A canola or vegetable oil is really good too.
Okay.
And you also definitely want to put some sour anise and cloves in there as well. And then you strain everything, and then you toss the cold noodles with the oil and some mirin vinegar.
Okay. And how do you prepare your noodles? I've seen different ways some people do those.
It kind of depends on how thick these noodles are. So, like, the ones that we're going to use, you just put steamed water over it, and you let it sit for about an hour. And then you toss it with a little bit of sesame oil. Just very little, just enough so it doesn't stick.
Got it. What's the spice level on this?
Ooh, that's up to the operator. Yeah. I mean, it can be like a 5, which is good, or it can just be wicked spicy.
Got it.
To a 10. I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, that sounds delicious. And you mentioned something about marinated huckleberries?
Yes. The marinated huckleberries, you can kind of treat like a caper. So you can put it in a brine and just kind of let it sit. For about a month, and then you garnish it with the marinated huckleberries, some crushed nuts of some sort. Like, we're probably going to use macadamia nuts, mm-hmm. just because of the fat content, and then some shiso, which is a Japanese herb.
Very nice. And would there be a protein involved as well, or did you already mention it?
We're going to use tofu, I think, like a soft tofu, but classically you would use like a shredded chicken. But we're going to kind of focus on our vegetable game a little bit.
All right. Well, I wish we had more time. That sounds like a delicious recipe. If you didn't get all of that, you can re-listen to this interview at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. We've been in the studio with Lionel Udipa and also Oscar Alfonso Ortega Reyes. Thank you both much for being on the show. Meet these guys at Red Spruce. It opens October 1st out in Auk Bay. Thank you guys for being on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Come check us out. Give us a high five if you see us.
Yeah, right. Definitely high five Lionel. Good luck. I'll follow you after that.
Thanks for being on Foodie Friday, you guys.
Thank you.